Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Secretary.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve the agenda as revised November the 16th.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's revised agenda of November the 16th. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion so carried. Mr. Chairman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant or any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct a question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public record is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you are advised that it might be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First case, please.
Case number 11,092, Scott and Teresa Lesher, south of Road 280B, Conley Chapel Road, east of Country Lane, being lot 6A within Chapel View Development, a variance from the front side and rear setback requirements.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Teresa Lesher, number 5, Country Lane, Lewis.
Scott Lesher, number 5, Country Lane, Lewis.
Do you both swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. Megan Hudson here from Susan Weidman's office with the applicants Scott and Teresa Lesher. They are the owners of 5 Country Lane in Lewis, and they acquired the property on September 21st, 2012. They're seeking variances from the county code subsection 115.34B. They're seeking a variance for the dwelling as well as the attached garage. The dwelling requires a 6.4-foot variance from the front yard setbacks, which are 30 feet, and the detached garage requires a 2.2-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setbacks, as well as a 0.4-foot variance for the 10-foot side yard setbacks and rear side yard setbacks. As you can see from the survey provided with the application, there are actually 6 points of nonconformity on the property, but the 4 requested variances represent the least required to bring the entire structures into conformity. I have pictures of the dwelling and the detached garage, as well as the original of the letters that were submitted after the application.
Do
And addressing the statutory factors regarding the uniqueness of the property is located on a cul-de-sac, so it would be difficult to angle both the dwelling and the detached garage to meet the setback requirements on all angles. There would be an exceptional practical difficulty if the variances were not granted and they were required to move the structure. As you can see from the quote submitted from East Coast Structural Movers, it would cost approximately $45,000 if the Leshers had to move both the house and the garage to bring the structures into conformity. Regarding the possibility of development, the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance as it's already built. The Leshers signed a contract to purchase the property earlier in 2012, and at the time that they signed the contract, they did not know of the existing violations on the property. The variance is required to continue the reasonable use of the property as a single-family residence and garage space. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. The detached garage was built in 2004, and the certificate of compliance was issued on September 20th, 2004. The dwelling itself was built in 2005, and the certificate of compliance was issued on January 2nd, 2010. The applicants did not sign the contract to purchase the property until 2012. Regarding the effect on the surrounding areas, the variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Currently, it's zoned medium residential, and the property has been and will continue to be used as a single-family home. The variance would not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property. At the closest part, the structure is 9.6 feet away from the adjacent property. Granting the variance won't have any effect. The variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare, as it will continue to be used as a single-family home, as a residence. And as you can see from the letters of non-opposition from the neighbors, they are in support of the variances. The extent of the variance, the applicants are requesting the least modification possible required to bring the property into conformance. The variance is required in order to bring the dwelling front yard as well as the detached garage front yard, side yard, and rear yard setbacks. The front dwelling at different points are 29.6 feet, 23.6 feet, and 25.4 feet from the setbacks in the front from the 30-yard setbacks, and the applicants are requesting a 6.4-foot variance. As far as the front of the detached garage, it's 27.8 feet from the front yard. It's required to be 30 feet, so they're requesting a 2.2-foot variance. On the side, detached garage is 9.6 feet, and the rear of the detached garage is 9.7 and 9.6 feet. Therefore, a 0.4-foot variance is requested for both the side and the rear yard to bring them both into compliance with the 10-foot rear and side yard setbacks. Given that the applicants meet all the factors and their support from the surrounding property owners, as well as in light of the expense of the cost to move the home, we request that the board consider the application and grant the variances sought.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Rickards?
No questions.
And Mr. Calloway, no questions. So, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three, four. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, the office did receive three letters in favor of.
Three letters? Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Chairman, I do have one question.
All right, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. and Mrs. Lesher, you've heard the presentation of Ms. Hudson. Do you affirm that as true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
No further questions?
No further questions.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant's counsel has addressed the standards very well.
Yes, indeed.
Expressing the uniqueness of it being on a cul-de-sac and the expense of moving the property. The property is already developed and therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, given the dates, it wasn't created by the applicant. And substantial evidence that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood as it hasn't. And I would make a motion we approve case number 11092.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,092. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Aye.
For my reasons.
Thank you. Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, also for the reason have been previously stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,092 is approved at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.